Delicious. Jeff Hendricks. I just wanted to tell you that I did a little, I guess I'll call it research or detective work. I spoke with the pharmacist at IV because I wanted to know if he had any experience with budesonide through the years, how insurance covered it, et cetera, et cetera. And actually, he almost interrupted me to say, go ahead and choose a drug plan that doesn't even include budesonide. He says, my brother has it. And he's getting along fine now, but he said, think about it. By the time you meet the deductible of that plan, which you would have to, you're going to end up spending, you know, a bunch of money anyway. So he said, I would suggest that you just pick a plan. Don't include budesonide when making your decision, and just plan on, if you have to get back on it again, going through GoodRx. So then I called gastroenterology to ask their nurses their opinion on the whole scenario. They were quite familiar with it, but they do it for their patients all the time. And so far, they said their best bet is going through, recently it's been Walgreens with GoodRx, but that GoodRx is always the winner. Although she did say that insurance companies are getting better about covering budesonide, but apparently not quite yet. So I hope that makes sense. Give me a call if you would, and when you have a chance to speak with your friend at Emeritus, then maybe we can get something rolling. Thanks again for your time and your effort this morning. I hope you're able to get home soon and lay down. Okay, bye-bye.